From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Hurricane Matthew is pounding the Bahamas and threatening the U.S. coast. It is expected to hit Florida and then move up the eastern U.S. coast to Georgia and South Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning that the extremely dangerous storm could have potentially disastrous impact. The government of Haiti, meanwhile, has announced that the death toll from Matthew has risen past 260. A senior UN official warns that eastern Aleppo could be obliterated by Christmas unless Russia and Syria halt the relentless bombing there. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says eastern Aleppo's 275,000 people are hanging on by a thread, and the ability of the city to survive the constant aerial bombardment of the past few weeks is in doubt. He warns Aleppo may be totally destroyed if the battering continues over the next 2.5 months. He says thousands of people will be killed and many wounded. He says thousands of others may flee and become refugees. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Meanwhile, a Russian defense ministry spokesman warned the United States against launching airstrikes on Syrian army positions, saying those could be a threat to Russian military personnel. He pointed out that the two Russian military bases in Syria are now protected by surface-to-air missiles. In Washington, a State Department official said, despite the warning, the United States will continue holding deliberations about military options in Syria. The United Nations Security Council Thursday approved Antonio Guterres as the next UN Secretary General by acclamation. It adopted a resolution recommending him to the General Assembly. This is VOA News. New public opinion polls in the United States show support for Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson is dwindling. The latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with only 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton, who stands at 43.9%, and Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. An organization representing more than 6,000 Latino evangelical churches in the U.S. has announced that it is endorsing Hillary Clinton. Six U.S. soldiers and two other men were indicted Thursday on charges of stealing and selling sensitive military equipment to foreign buyers, including those in China, Russia, and Ukraine. The soldiers are stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. The stolen equipment includes sniper telescopes, machine gun parts, body armor, and grenade launcher sights. The indictment says the six soldiers allegedly stole the equipment and passed it on to the two civilians, who allegedly resold it on eBay. United Kingdom Independence Party leader Nigel Farage says he will launch an inquiry into a fight at a party meeting in France that left one member of the European Parliament hospitalised with a head injury.
It's not exactly where I want to be. It's not exactly where UKIP need to be. Come on. It isn't very grown up, is it? What's happened is not good.
One UKIP parliamentarian said Thursday's incident followed a party meeting that featured what he called some lively exchanges of views. Catalonia's parliament voted Thursday in favor of pursuing a referendum on independence from Spain next September. Last Wednesday, the provincial president said he was open to negotiating the terms of a referendum on independence, but that he would hold it with or without the blessing of the Spanish government. Meanwhile, the nation's constitutional court Thursday raised the possibility of bringing criminal charges against the speaker of the Catalan parliament for bringing an earlier independence measure to a vote. Some 48% of Catalans supported secession in a poll released in July. The European Union on Thursday announced the creation of a new cooperative border and coast guard agency that will patrol its external borders. The agency will have to deal with the influx of refugees coming from the Middle East and Africa. The United Nations is expressing concern about the deteriorating humanitarian situation for civilians trapped in the Afghan city of Kunduz. A street-to-street fighting for control of the provincial capital was reported for a fourth day on Thursday. Taliban insurgents began an offensive earlier this week to take the city. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.